Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
And now it's time to get into the agriculture studio, and Dave Dickey, our director of agricultural programming, is there. Dave, when farmers and other agricultural interests call 244-9455, they're going to help us meet an important ag challenge of another $1,000. And we know that, as in the past, they value the service and they'll come through.
Bates Commodities, the Andersons, Risk Management Commodities, and I am forgetting the fourth one, but let me go ahead and grab my sheets here and take a quick look for you. It's Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities, the Andersons, and AgriGold Hybrids, $1,000. They will donate to WILL if we hear from 100 listeners during this pledge drive. I think we've got 9 or 10 in the bank, so just 90 more to go for that. You can do your part right now with your contribution off your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express card at 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL. Let's go ahead and check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Friday morning in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 573, up 3 on the open. July at 584, up 2 and 3 quarters. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 528, up 3 and a quarter on the open. July, 539, up 1 and a half. September at 569, up 5. December at 590, up 3 and 3 quarters on the open. May corn opened at 386 and a half, up 3 quarters on the open. July, 395 and a half, up a quarter. September, 405 and a half, up a half. December, 417 and a half, up 3 quarters. May beans opened at 1071, up 12 and a half on the open. July, 1060, up 9 and a half. August, 1036, up 14 and a half. November, 948, up 5. January of 2010, 956, up 6 on the open. May soybean meal open at 333, up 360 on the open. July, 325.50, up 290. May soybean oil opened at 37.25, up 50 on the open. And July at 37.50, up 45 on the open. April live cattle opened at 88.75, up 20 on the open. April feeders 47.5 to the upside at 99.30 on the open. May lean hogs 71.90, up 2.5, and May bellies 86.55, down 2.5 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let me take a moment to ask you how many times you've listened to our agricultural programming over the years and found a nugget of information that helped you to make a smart marketing decision that put more money in your wallet. Let me stew on that for just a second. Well, you know that AM 580 is a dependable source of agricultural programming here on this radio station. Alongside me is Rita Schulte, and we're here to remind you that it is listeners like you that make this agricultural service possible. What happens, Rita, when our agricultural listeners give us a gift of financial support for the service?
Well, they have access to the information that lets them make important decisions, very critical decisions to how well their operation can function. And particularly when you're trying to make planting decisions or selling and buying decisions, that's really important in a business sense. It's critical to you, and you can help make that happen when you make a pledge of support right now to 217-244-9455, and you can help us out even more in the next couple of days with that contribution, because AgriGold Hybrids, the Andersons, Bates Commodities, and Risk Management Commodities have gone together to create a $1,000 challenge addressing our ag supporters specifically. If we can hear from 100 callers before the end of this pledge drive, They will add that $1,000 to our pledge total. So far, we are at 10, but we've only just started. But we want to encourage you not to take it for granted. To get on board, go to willpledge.org if you're online right now and make that contribution, or call us at 217-244-9455.
And we want to make that 11 because Larry Groves just called in with his agricultural support, and we thank Larry for that as well. Let's bring Mike Zuzulo, a risk management commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana, into the mix. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
You're one of the four businesses that said, yes, let us put a challenge together and see what happens. You've been a longtime supporter of WILL Radio, especially the agricultural programming. When you hear from people, what do they say?
Well, it's hard to believe we've been on almost 15 years now, Dave. It truly is amazing how quickly time flies. And I guess that's where we come from, is I don't know of any other people we work with in media that we would be in business with that long. We haven't been in business with anyone else that long because they just haven't done as good a job as you folks have. There's a lot of good newspapers out there. There's a lot of good TV out there. But from the standpoint of reaching Corn Belt producers and allowing us to get our message out, there's really no better way to do that except your radio station.
217-244-9455. Help us to make that challenge, $1,000 on the table. We do it one phone call at a time, and we'll take yours next, 217-244-9455. Let's jump into the marketplace. Soybeans, lead soybeans, had a nice little pop off the opening bell this morning. They have since back up, and this is probably not surprising, Mike, given we've hit the technical objectives.
Well, we've hit some technical objectives on continuing improvement in fundamentals, Dave. I think what we're seeing here right now, both yesterday and at the end of the trade and today here so far, is that beans have probably hit a level that it's going to be extremely hard for them to keep on going higher without the wheat and the corn helping that go higher. The November bean dease corn ratio is up to almost 2.3 right now. Mm-hmm. That's the highest it's been since the middle of January. The ability of the July Nov bean spread to get back up above a dollar, that goes back to earlier last summer in the July-August time period, the last time we've seen spreads like that. So those objectives you're talking about have indeed been hit, and now we need some more fuel, and I think what the fuel needs to be for the beans to keep going higher is the wheat and the corn to turn around and go up with the beans at this point. If they can't do that, then I think the beans are going to fight a lot of back-and-forth trade, a lot of profit-taking, and become maybe a choppy whipsaw-type market here.
And one might say that the corn market has been a follower of beans of late.
Well, not only that, but the corn market has not picked up any sentiment and trade action off of the better bean price action. And I think what we're starting to see, I talked to a good client near the Gilman area. He told me this week that he was looking at switching 80 acres out of corn into beans, not just because of the weather, not just because of the psychology, the sentiment he has this spring, and I think most producers have this spring, not nearly as buoyant and excited to plant as it was last year at this time. But I think it goes back to the price and what the November bean prices have done here just in the last 2 weeks. And so I think that's going to come back and bring bean acres up. We're looking at bigger bean acres. We were able to hit the USDA acreage report fairly consistently and fairly closely. We're probably going to have to add about 3 million acres here at this point if this type of price trend keeps up the next couple weeks.
So let's break it down on the technicals then for us, Mike. What are you looking at on the charts, remembering that we're going to go into delivery pretty soon? Maybe you want to look at the Julys.
Well, that, and I think the July, you look at the July Nov bean spread. As far as the Novembers, it paints a pretty nice picture. We have not been able to close above 960 in November beans since January 22nd, Dave. If you can get above that on a closing basis, we assume corn and wheat are on board with that, and that would project the next move up of about 985 to 1005 area. However, if we don't find any follow-through in the wheat and the corn, and beans decide to test a major support line going back to the Feb lows around that 920 area, then you're opening yourself up to a 40 to 60 cent break to the downside, going back below $9. At that point, given what time of the year we're in and given where we're at in the weather picture, it's going to be hard psychologically to drive those beans back up above 9, probably until later in the spring, late spring, early summer, when we start talking about how tight old crop supplies are again. So beans are probably the best technical of all three of the grains and oil seeds. So that's how we're kind of playing it from here on out.
And in the July corn, as we're looking at the charts, we're seeing that we're flirting with the 50-day moving average, a 300 and also a 391 support level, also an uptrend line through the December, and it looks to me like late February, early March lows, all in play. If we break down to the downside with force, is an area around 370 to 375 back in play.
And that would be a real shame because you'd also take out some 100-day moving averages in the December and really turn probably a lot of technical black box traders into more of a negative bias. And not only that, but it would not take much to stimulate a 25 to 40 cent rally with the July leading if we could just get back up above that 405 level in July corn. There's a really nice trend line there, resistance trend line drawn past the last 9 months off of the major highs. If that all we need to do is take that out on a closing basis, and technically speaking, you'd be open, wide open to a 25 to 40 cent rally. So we hit that earlier this week, but then the negative demand sentiment came in about the ethanol and the demand about ethanol. The negative sentiment came back in with a lot of bearish weather expectations, where a rapid warm up has the trade thinking we're going to make amazing progress next week, something we really question right now.
Turn your attention to the equity market, where the Dow has also reached some interesting levels where it could go through. I suppose it really could confirm the V bottom.
It could. I think, though, that we're really looking more at a W-type bottom or a double bottom, Dave. I think when you look at the outside markets and try and look at them from a standpoint of how they affect the grains, we talked last week about how maybe they would be supportive enough that we'd let the grains and meats trade their own fundamentals, and that indeed has been the case. I think there is a little bit of a warning flag, though, at this point. Crude oil up near its highs for the last 2 months, and we've got a 16-year supply of stocks, not including the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We've also got the talk of cap-and-trade legislation, which would theoretically hurt our unleaded demand. So crude fundamentals probably not there to support grains anymore. The dollar fundamentals, probably the most important thing to talk about. PPI and CPI both said deflation, not inflation. That's dollar-friendly. And then the S&P 500, you bring up real key resistance right around that 880 area. Mm-hmm. Fundamentally speaking, we just don't see the ability of that S&P getting above that 880 level, given the fact that we've improved some of the emerging markets and banks, but consumption, housing, still very weak, and keeping a lid on prices.
40 seconds, then. What do I do as a hedger?
Well, I think you work the bean hedges hard. I think as far as the 09 bean hedges, we work real hard in getting 20% increments done. We did more at 9.45 this week. We'll do another increment at 9.75. In the corn, we're going to take a wait-and-see attitude until we see crop conditions Monday. Also, we'll see what the weather models predict the next 10 days.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir, and good luck on the fund drive.
Thank you. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. The largest portion of our operating budget comes from listeners, not Wall Street and not the government. And so far during this pledge drive, we've raised over $52,000, and we're hoping to hear from you right now at 217-244-9455. Rita Schulte was out with the abacus checking the challenges, and where are we?
Well, on the ag challenge that we've got going on here, I think we are up to 11. 244-9455 is the number to call, and if you just tuned in, we have a challenge coming on board for $1,000 from AgriGold, the Andersons, Bates Commodities, and Risk Management Commodities. They're challenging us to encourage 100 pledges this week for the Agricultural Program Service, whether you call in at 217-244-9455 or log on and give online at willpledge.org. We hope you will answer their challenge and be one of 100 callers, one of the pledges to support the Ag Service here on WILL. You know, the WILL community is really made up of people who listen, but it's made possible in part by listeners who give. And they may have given during pledge drives, or they may have mailed in a check or gone online and made a contribution with their credit card. It all boils down to about 36% of our operating budget comes from listeners just like you who believe WILL is worthy of their support. If you're getting something from this station that you really need, we hope you will return the favor. You can help by calling 217-244-9455.
Join Kim Jackson, who gave this morning, 217-244-9455. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.